Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is hit by the pitch. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos takes first base on ball four. Gentile moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Landis moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. There goes Herzog. The throw from Lawler to second, and Herzog is out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Triandos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shaw for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Adair reaches second base with a double. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brandt moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile is walked intentionally. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brandt tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to third. Gentile tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Triandos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito strikes out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Shaw, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-2 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. Covington strikes out. two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Brandt tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herzog is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Adair strikes out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 3 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 2 in the game. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Bob Roselli pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Esposito moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 3 in the game. Covington hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Gentile moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Marv Breeding pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 4 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Breeding moves to second. It's 6-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Clint Courtney now catching. Jackie Brandt now playing right field. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sievers moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.